Welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. And hey, guys, so it's Tuesday morning. It's early. It's starting to come to the end of summer here in 2018. And life is going by. Life is moving on right on past us. And we're either enjoying it or we're, you know, kind of struggling with it. Life's a series of situations, right? And we're either enjoying it, we're just cruising through it, or we're a little miserable in our lives, right? And depending on where you are is kind of dependent on what season you're in, right? But what if I were to tell you that, you know, it's all about your thinking, and it's all about our thinking, right? And it's all about our thinking of, rather, do we think big or do we think small? Do we live on, oh, he's just got good luck, I can never catch a break, I have bad luck? You know, how many times have we said that throughout our lives and really been rewarded for those thoughts? Like, oh yeah, you know, I always get the short end of the stick. And then continually get the short end of the stick. And the problem, or really the really mind-blowing part, is you're getting the short end of the stick because you think you're getting the short end of the stick. And that's it, right? If we start thinking bigger and better and knowing things are going to come, they will start coming for us, right? I don't know about you, but I've had, you know, goals in my life that I've really, really wanted to achieve. You know, maybe it's that new bike, you know, as a kid, or that cool skateboard or pair of skates or whatever as a kid. And somehow, some way, you put it out in the universe. Rather, maybe your parents got it for you. Maybe not. Maybe a stranger came up and helped you if you're less fortunate, right? But if we really, really put our mind to it to create this good life, right, it will come, and it will figure out a way because we're putting it out in the universe. And that's always been kind of mind-boggling to me. I've always been a very positive thinker. Right. And as I go through my days, years, months, right, I really get down to, it really comes down to how our limited beliefs are hindering us and how we're thinking on a day-to-day basis, right? And how we envy, and if we could throw that out, and what our ego is holding us back from, you know, if we could get rid of that, stay humble, right? Getting rid of an ego, you know, an ego is a good thing for, you know, maybe building self-confidence, right? But at the same time, an ego can hold you back from your full potential because an ego makes you feel, you know, superior. And we're not superior, guys. We're all the same. That person that you think is so lucky and that has this just great fortune and always is getting the long stick, per se, right? They're not, right? It's all in their mind because they know they deserve it. And we all need to take a little page out of that book, right? And know we deserve it in our lives. Know that we deserve to be better. We deserve everything we ever have wanted, right? But it's going to take a lot of work, right? Everything worth having isn't going to come easy, but it's going to come through trial and error and your thought process and staying in that right state of mind to create something bigger than yourself. And that's really the whole point of this life. I mean, I was watching a video yesterday of, you know, how far video games have came. And the next thing was, you know, what about a second dimension or, you know, these parallel dimensions? And what if we just are a video game? Or what if we're just a simulation and there's codes in this universe that really relate to our computer codes? And it's really mind-blowing to think about, you know, life that way. I know if I step out in a busy street, and I get hit by a truck, and it's a big truck, I'm probably going to be game over, right? You know, that's just common sense. But to think of, you know, this parallel universe is a little mind-blowing. It's a little far-fetched for my mind at this moment in time, right? Maybe I'm thinking too small. Maybe I'm just not there yet. But, you know, it was very interesting and intriguing of these great minds that are all coming up with the same thing. And it's quite a trip to say it for, you know, a lack of a better word, right? But the power of thinking big is amazing. If we can harness that and continue to just always think bigger and always stay positive. And I know we're going to have our situations in our lives, right? We're going to have those things that happen. I lost my brother a couple years ago, and he was my right-hand dude, right? Like he was my go-to. He, you know, we fought and we had our problems just like all brothers do at times. But if I was ever in need of a helping hand, I could always call on him. And when he was taken from me and my family, it was hard. It was hard. And there were a lot of questions of why, right? Why was it his time? And a lot of, a lot of thinking small, like, you know, being selfish. Like, why was it his time? Maybe it was his time to be released, right? Maybe it was his time to go off to a better land, right? But us as humans and as beings of this earth, right, we sometimes get selfish and ask ourselves, why does that happen? Why did I deserve that? And I've learned over the last quite a few years that you can't ask yourself that question. Things happen for a reason, whatever the reason may be. It's made you stronger as a person. It's made me stronger as a person. Now, don't get me wrong. I still ask why. I still ask why he was taken from us. But at the same time, I know he's in a better place now. And we all have, you know, someone close to us that's been taken from us, or, you know, but at the same time, you know, I have a really good friend of mine that him and his brother, you know, they haven't talked for a couple months now. And it truly breaks my heart because, you know, I'd give anything to talk to my brother again. And for them to have some kind of meaningless little argument and, you know, both be so hard-headed that they can't mend ties, and all I can do is sit back and think, like, you know, you guys better fix it before it gets too late. So if you guys have, you know, those little problems with people that you really do deep down inside care about, squash them. It's not worth it. Let's start thinking bigger. Right? Be successful, right? No good fortune's coming. Don't wish for good fortune. Just know it's coming to you and make it happen, right? Wish for bigger thinking. Wish for better solutions. Wish for things that, you know, you can better yourself. Don't wish for things to get better for you. Wish to better yourself on a daily basis. And that's one of my secrets of how I've became what I've became is I don't wish for things to be better. I wish for myself to get better. And as I've done that, it's made me better every day because I'm going into things open-minded and I'm going things open-hearted and thinking with my heart and making decisions with my mind, but feeling and caring and doing the right thing as opposed to the easy thing. So I hope you guys are all having a fabulous day. I mean, go on a little saddened rant. No feeling sorry for each other. Let's go out there and get this thing called life. Let's make this life extraordinary. Wherever you are in your life, it's changing, right? You could be at the top of the mountain and slip tomorrow, or you could be at the bottom of the valley and hit the turbos tomorrow, right? We can always change, and we are always changing, right? But don't hang out in the valleys. Go to the mountaintops, right? It's a beautiful life we live, and we only get one shot at it, and it's gone quicker than we could ever imagine. So I hope you guys once again have a wonderful day. Stay positive. Keep smiling. Go on, shoot me a rating if you could. All right, the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.